Welcome back. Here we are, Visit Julian podcast. We've got another interview for you, and this one is about an event, and that is the Julian Women's Club Wildflower Show. It's a beloved event, and in the last couple of years, it's changed location, so we'll talk a little bit about that. And today we have Terry Tangeman, and she's from the Julian Women's Club, and she's going to tell us all about it. Welcome, Terry.
Hey, thank you. Good morning. How are you, Rob?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, me too. So I'm not only new to the Wildflower Show, I'm new to the Women's Club, but I have lots of pertinent information.
All right, cool. We're going to run it down.
So as you know, this is our 95th annual flower show. It would be 96, except for 2020, it was canceled.
Right.
So, and it was in 2021, we moved it over to the Women's Club from Town Hall.
Right.
And that is... turned out to be a really good move for us to facilitate it and pull it together.
That's great.
It was a good idea, a good plan. So let me tell you a little bit about it. We send women from the club to the outlying areas surrounding Julian to pick wildflowers. And there are over 850 different types of wildflowers in our range. We go out from the desert all the way out into Borrego and around that area, all the way we go through the neighborhoods here, Whispering Pines, Pine Hills, we go Harrison Park and all the way up to Cuyamaca. So we have quite a variety of flowers available to us. It turns out it's a 15 mile radius, with Julian being the hub. So we are like everywhere.
High altitude,
low altitude. So what we actually get depends upon rain.
Sure.
Every year, it's dependent upon how the season and how wet the season has been and what comes up.
Sure. Yeah, it's like I learned about from talking to Sally with the Daffodil Show, and then a couple of days ago, Farmer Josh with the Daffodil Days, that things grow differently at different elevations and different temperatures. And some varieties like frost, some varieties can't take frost. And so what's kind of cool about that is then you never know what you're going to get. It's going to be different. And so if you came to last year's wildflower show, you may not see the same flowers at this wildflower show.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have a couple experts that we call in to help us identify. So as the women, we pick for 2 days prior to the show. And in those 2 days, we vase everything and label it. So we have a couple pros that come in and help do that. As Sally had said, there's thousands of types of daffodils.
Right.
Well, we're picking, you know, from over 800 different kinds. And so it's good to have the experts come in and help us label and
do you ever find identify. One that you don't know? Do they ever get stumped?
I'm new to all this, but I would not be surprised.
Right.
I mean, there's just so many different kinds.
Yeah.
And as you said, higher, lower elevations, amount of weather, these flowers... they appear so delicate, and yet they're hardy to grow in their particular environments. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody gets stumped.
If they, I don't know. This looks like it could be. And then I imagine the two experts might be back and forth, and it's like, okay, it's beautiful. Let's just call it beautiful.
Yeah.
But I also remember from talking, I've learned all this stuff about flowers in the last couple of interviews, so... We talked about lilacs being fragile, and he said, actually, that's not true. The plant itself is really hardy. It'll grow just about anywhere, but will it bloom everywhere is the question. Yeah. So it's a hardy plant, delicate flower.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Again, depending upon all the environmental impacts that it gets and altitudes. So also, this flower show is not only about... showing the public and introducing them to different wildflowers and how they grow at these different elevations and whatnot. But we bring in school children's art, like at the Daffodil Show. And so this year, for the first time, Warner Springs is connected with them. So I'm really excited.
Yeah,
they were excited to bring some stuff in. We have the high schoolers again. bringing in some floral arrangements.
Oh, I remember that when it was a couple of years ago. Now everything, time goes by. I have no idea. It was yesterday or 6 years ago. I don't remember. But yeah, those flower arrangements are lovely, and they put a nice backdrop behind them so that they're not convoluted by noise, and they're really pretty. Yeah,
they are, and they also help in this. This is a fundraiser for the Women's Club. Admission is free, but we do appreciate donations,
sure,
so that we can keep presenting the show and educating the public and exposing them to what's right in their backyard. And we have, so not only the bouquets from the high school, but our fifth grade teacher up here, they do life science anatomy. So they do illustrations that will depict the structures of the flowers too.
That's so awesome.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's just so great that it's such a community endeavor. This year, also, the women from the Women's Club put crafts together.
For sale.
To aid in the fundraiser. And there's some really cool kits for kids, like, you know, the pine cone and peanut butter things. They'll put together kits for kids to help educate them, and they can be creative and learn more about their environment and how to take care of it as well.
That's awesome.
So what else we got here? Oh, we should tell you. Oh, this is the second year in the Women's Club. We've already talked about
that. It's at the building on C Street. And when you guys first moved, I'm not going to lie, lots of people came in this building looking for the Wildflower Show. So we hopefully when people listen here, it's on C Street, C Street. Feel free to stop by Town Hall and I'll direct you. But, you know.
And you know what? There's no problem with that. You get into town, you get to walk through our cute little town, window shop on your way there.
Right.
Know where you're going to pick up your pie on the way back.
Right, exactly.
So it all works.
Yeah,
you know, it's good for everybody.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at how many volunteers it takes to put on a show like this. I know you discussed that with Sally and the Daffodils, and again, just a huge community effort from the kids at the schools that participate to the women in the club itself and then others in the community that want to come and just share a couple hours with us during the days of the event. We have probably up to 40 different women, 40 volunteers to put on this 2-day event. You know, of course, you don't see the previous 2 days of putting it all together. But it's a lot of camaraderie, a lot of fun, a common goal in the community. So it's just a lot of fun. As far as how many flowers, again, we've already discussed the various aspects that impact that. So we can expect probably up to and at least 100 different flowers.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And again, it could be totally different, you know.
Yeah.
Expect it to be different every year.
Yeah. You know? And that's great because people who want to support the Women's Club or who love wildflowers and or both each year can come back and experience something different. The different crafts, the different art from the kids, the different bouquets. I mean, the show is different every year, regardless.
Every year.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So,
if someone wants to support the Women's Club, but say they can't make the Wildflower Show, how would they go about doing something like that?
You can find us. We have our website at julianwomensclub.com, and there's a donate button, and you can also find a calendar of events and things that are going on, and also our Facebook page. There's a donation button there and a calendar of events, and we really would appreciate we appreciate seeing you here
because
it's so much fun, but we would appreciate any donations that anyone wants to contribute.
Since we're asking for donations, I should have started with, what does this event serve? Money that gets raised, what do you guys use that money for?
Exactly. I'm glad you asked, because I asked, you know. I'm going, okay, we're doing all this. It helps support the Women's Club and their entity so that we can keep going, and we provide scholarships within the community, and we support both with our time and energy other nonprofits in the area. We work with the schools. A group of women did the helped with the Halloween festivities at the elementary school. So we can do that through donations, you know, cash donations to support the different teachers and their classes and what they might want to do, as well as with our time serving in the classroom or at the school itself.
Right.
But this year, what's really cool is we have, the scholarships we give are for seniors not going on to college. They're for, what's that word?
Trade show. Trade shows, not trade shows.
Right.
Just trades.
Yeah. For other interests, because there's so many. And so we're able to support kids to explore other avenues.
Yeah, I think that's great.
And adults as well that are re-entering an educational field. We supported a woman a few years ago that went back to hone and update her dental skills. So anybody like that that wants to continue to grow and learn. This year what's super exciting is we have quite a bit of money for first responders, from EMTs to firefighters to sheriffs, that money that has been earmarked specifically for EMTs. And this is the first time that we've done that. So we're real excited about that.
That's great.
And our scholarships are for the, again, within the local community. And when we talk about our school district, we're coming all the way from Shelter Valley and Butterfield up into the Julian area. Anyone can apply.
Yeah, so speaking from personal experience, in 2010, my son received a $1,000 scholarship from the Women's Club, which is, you know, really awesome. And now he did go on to college and took all the fire classes. He was an EMT. So that just by coincidence.
And I was interested and curious about the first responder type of entry-level jobs and whatnot, and was pleasantly surprised to find out that junior colleges provide a whole program
to
get you there.
Absolutely amazing.
And this, for the EMTs, it's for that. You know, I, with the money that we have available, we can, you know, really help out a couple kids do that whole two-year program.
Yeah, that's great.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Palomar has an amazing EMT first responder curriculum.
That's what I've learned. And so anybody out there in our area, our scholarships, you can find them online at both our website and the Facebook page again. And they are due April 14th, I think.
Oh, so you've got a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But I know that you guys have really been advertising it. So it's not like we're giving someone 2 weeks notice.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Flyers everywhere.
I've seen it.
Thank you very much for acknowledging that they are out there.
Yeah, they are out there. I've seen them. I know they exist. Yeah. So that's great. So it's really great that a group in the community gets together. There, I'm sure there's plenty of wonderful reasons to be a member of the Women's Club, the camaraderie, the luncheons, the scholarships. And I think, I know for us in 2010, when my son was applying for the scholarships and such, that how impactful that was on the kids who get the scholarships. My daughter got a scholarship a couple of years later, and it made sense, and she ended up buying a car so she could get to and from college. That's part of it. She doesn't have a car, she can't go.
Right.
You know, so she got enough money in her scholarships that she was able to buy herself a little tutor that got her back and forth to school. So those are all important things that,
and they're needed. And for us out here, nothing's easy getting any place.
Right.
And so for the young kids, even the adults that are re-entering, it's a challenge.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you brought that up because the need is definitely there, and a thousand or two can really make a difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with the price of books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I remember, I think one particular, I don't know if you call it, if they were quarters or what, where the books were almost as much, if not more, than the tuition. It's just crazy.
Yeah. And you have to find all these avenues to make it happen, to put these little packages together. Yeah. One thing we haven't said yet is the date
of
the show.
Or just come on up whenever you feel like it.
So the show will be Friday and Saturday, May 6th and 7th.
Okay.
And from 10 to 4.
I don't know this, so I'm asking. Is that Mother's Day weekend or is it the...
Yes, it is. Mother's Day is the 8th on Sunday.
Right. Woohoo.
So bring your mom up, bring your grandma up, have a girl's day, a weekend. And come up and explore Julian and see the flowers. Oh, another thing we are doing, you know about the 4th of July quilt,
mm-hmm.
Eleanor Burns
mm-hmm.
and her project. We will be raffling tickets for that
mm-hmm.
as well. There'll be, again, crafts and things that people can buy. We have jellies that we've been making.
Mm-hmm.
Women have been making homemade jellies. And again, the different crafts that people can purchase, as well as raffle tickets for the 4th of July quilt.
Yeah, the 4th of July quilt's always a big deal. Anybody who knows about it, like, clamors to get a raffle
yeah.
ticket. And so since we're talking about that, the quilt show will be coming up in Town Hall. It's usually the last week of June, and it runs through the 4th of July
right.
here at Town Hall.
Right.
And, you know, if you're, I mean, we might as well, you know, take advantage of the fact that we've got ears listening to us. That it's almost like an art show.
Oh.
The quilt show is amazing. I started quilting 2 years ago, and Dana keeps, I quilt, but I'm horrible at it. And Dana keeps telling me, you have to put your quilts in the quilt show. I was like, no, I'm going to be humiliated. But I enjoy it so much. It's just when you walk through and you are in awe of other people's talents and patience, the amount of patience it takes to make something like that. Because I know, it's like, and I'm the one who will go, oh, screw it, it's fine, and move on. And you can tell that the women who have their quilts in the show, they never do that.
Yeah,
no. So maybe in 20 years I'll get my quilt in the quilt show.
It's a skill that gets honed year after year. So don't quit.
Oh, I won't.
Keep it going.
Oh, I'm keeping it going, for sure. So just so you know, Terry, I'm going to make sure that in the show notes, when people go to the platform and get the podcast mm-hmm. to listen to, we will have the link to your Facebook page, the link to your website. If I can very specifically make a link right so they can go to donate, I'll do that as well. Just depends on the functionality of the site.
Right.
But either way, listening to us, a lot of people are listening in their cars. So when they get back, they can, you know, click the links and find out all the information that they need. Yeah.
Easy way to access.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Happy to do it.
Yeah.
So before we wrap up, is there anything I forgot, besides the date, anything else we want to make sure that people know about?
I think we've covered most of it, but there are also going to be books about wildflowers
for
our region
mm-hmm.
For sale and for reference. And some of the crafts I want to tell you about are like teacup bird feeders
mm-hmm.
or teacup plants
mm-hmm.
with plants in them.
Mm-hmm.
So you can even take home a piece of what you see here.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So I think that pretty much, I don't think we've left out anything.
No, we got right to the point. We got all the information. We're two very well-spoken women. We don't mess around. All right, cool. So hopefully we'll see many of you that are listening up here in Julian for the Wildflower Show. And then we'll see you again in June for the Quilt Show. And then maybe again in July for the 4th of July Parade. There's so much to do around town. So thank you so much for coming.
Well, thank you for having me.
I appreciate it. All right, over and out.
Bye.